This is the Stingray All-Stars Green. One team with one goal, to be Summit National Champions. Kids from ages 10 to 17 are placed on a team together, expected to achieve perfection in a matter of 10 short months. All the practice and all the struggles come down to one last performance in finals. Two teams in this rare division battle it out all year through snarky social media posts that say stuff like, "Do you want to beat Green? Then we Sharks can't be chickens," and other jabs to prove who the best team is. Now we will return to the start in May of 2021, where the special team first came together. This journey covers the struggles of unity, the victories, breaking points, and the important milestones in a team's road to success. I'm Addison Gorman, a student and athlete at Hillgrove High School, and I'm pleased to share the story and journey of my first ever Level 6 team I experienced at only 12 years old. The season is just starting and all 36 of my teammates meet each other for the first time. We crowd around in the gym and eagerly wait for practice to start. You hear rumors about what being on green is like, but you can't understand it till you experience it yourself. After watching their breathtaking winning performance at the 2021 Summit National Championship, we stand intimidated by the reputation they now uphold in the cheer community. Now holding 6 first place titles and 3 in a row, not counting the Summit that got canceled due to the spread of COVID-19, we were ready to continue the streak. If you listen closely in the following audio, you can hear the years of titles being listed in the routine music. If you couldn't quite catch that, it was saying how they have won in 2013, 2014, 2016, 2018, and 2019, and how they hope to keep winning. See, that is a lot of years. Now that we understand the importance of this team and what it means to make it to such a prestigious competition, we can talk about the process and what it takes to achieve the goals we wanted. Peyton Beaver, one of my former teammates and a cheerleader currently on the Stingray All-Stars Orange, states, "I learned lots of discipline and learned how to be a coachable athlete and that you have to work hard in order to get the results you want. It took a lot of bonding to get the team to come together, and it is hard whenever everyone is upset and tired with each other, but we just had to remember that the grind is worth it. Although it was difficult, we just had to enjoy it together." Even though we were simply labeled a Level 6 Junior Co-Ed Large team, the deeper issues within the gauge gap, different genders, and toxicity broke us apart for some time. Coming into this being so young, it was hard for me to fit in because most of the kids were older, but in a way that also protected my peace because I couldn't understand the issues going on at times. A picture taken by a parent at a local competition showed just a glimpse of our division. In the picture, you could see how the younger kids stood off to the side while the older kids tossed around our coach. We were not unified. Even though we won the first few competitions in Georgia and Indiana, our division eventually started to show when we got to bigger competitions. After taking second place at Cheer Sport Nationals in Atlanta and the National Cheerleading Association, also known as NCA, in Dallas, Texas, due to mistakes, we knew we had to get it together for Summit if we wanted any chance at all of winning. It took some time, but I vividly remember the one night we pulled it together, and all our team bonding activities and mental strengthening we did and trusting in each other paid off. We went full out, which is when you do your routine from start to finish, and we didn't hit zero, which means you did your routine without any mistakes. We all joined in a circle and decided to go again. During the practice, you could feel the energy and the drive, which is something all cheerleaders feel sometime in their career. We then hit the routine and we knew going into Summit we were going to do the thing. You can see through Snapchat memories and silly pictures taken at practice, we were unified and ready to conquer. We then traveled all the way down to Orlando, Florida to ESPN, and we prepared for our last two performances of the year. Day one was like your typical performance. A few little errors, but that didn't cause us to get unfocused. Now moving to day two, we were ready to show up and show out. We were currently in first place, but that doesn't mean anything if you blow it in finals. You could see the focus on our faces as we were about to go to warm-ups for one last time. Here is an audio clip filmed by Varsity, which shows our preparation and focus backstage.
Listen, I want everybody to take a deep breath really quick. Okay, this is the moment of truth, right? Okay, here's the question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, if each and every single one of you makes a choice right now to have confidence in all of the skills that you've built all season, and you take it step by step, can you do it?
Yes!
Okay, section by section. Everybody, encourage everybody. Don't give up. The routine's not over till it's over. If you decide today that you're not going to accept second place, no one takes that from you, right? If you don't want to lose today, what are you going to do out there?
Go win!
Go win, all right? Let's get a break. Come on.
Ready and focused, we perform a routine of a lifetime. After completing our routine, you can hear in the following clip the screams of the crowd, and we knew right then and there we had won. At awards, we waited eagerly, and when we won, everything was so much more worth it. Although diversity and toxicity lives within every team, you can overcome it just like we did. This routine still gets talked about in the gym till this day, and we will forever be the most iconic Green has ever been. Thank you so much for listening and about my team's journey to success.